I, Lourdes Marianela de Leon, have decided to voluntarily return to my country, Guatemala, and I authorized for my son, Leo, to remain to complete the court processes in the United States of America. When he ends with the respective court, he shall be sent to Guatemala, and I will be expecting his return.
That's the transcript of an Immigration and Customs Enforcement form signed by Lourdes de Leon on June 4th. Lourdes is a Guatemalan woman who came to the U.S. seeking asylum. The form is indicating Lourdes' voluntary departure, otherwise known as self-deportation. In May, Lourdes was caught attempting to cross the border with her six-year-old son, Leo. She was picked up by the U.S. Border Patrol near Yuma, Arizona, and 2 days later, she was separated from her son.
Llegaron, el niño estaba dormido, y me dijeron que lo despertara porque él ya se iba a ir. Lo levanté y...
That's Lourdes describing giving her son one last bath before she was told he had to leave. They didn't give me more time to hug him or anything, she says. It's an inexplicable pain. According to ICE, on May 30th, Lourdes asked to be reunited with her son, even if that meant being deported.
Cuando yo la iba a firmar, yo le pregunté tres veces si era junto con mi hijo. Y las tres veces que yo le pregunté, él me dijo que sí.
She asked the deportation officer three times if she would be deported with her child. And the three times I asked, he said yes, she said. So on June 4th, Lourdes signed that document agreeing to leave the United States and return to Guatemala. On June 7th, she was deported to Guatemala, alone. This is The Takeaway. I'm Tanzina Vega, and today we hear Lourdes' version of the story as told to us by Celia Mendoza, correspondent for Voice of America. Celia traveled to Guatemala to speak with Lourdes about her self-deportation after more than a month back in the country, and she has yet to be reunited with Leo, who remains in foster care at Cayuga Center's facilities here in New York. Celia, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you so much, Tanzina.
So we, after speaking with Lourdes, we just sort of went through the timeline of events. What does she say happened?
She said that she came to the United States with her child. She used a coyote, which is basically someone that they paid to try to get them through Mexico into the United States. She said her trip was actually not as bad as you will think. Some of the cases are horrific stories about extortion and kidnapping. In her case, she said it was actually kind of calm and quiet most of the part. She came to the San Luis, Arizona border, and actually she said the person that brought her to the United States told her just walk, cross for about 10 minutes, and then the Border Patrol will come to you. Her intention was to give herself into the authorities of the United States to seek asylum. She actually told us that when she was there, they waited for a couple of minutes, and it was extremely hot there in Arizona, so they start walking, and at one point, they saw a Border Patrol agent truck, and they flag it down for them to get them. At that point, she said things kind of changed. She realized that it wasn't going to be as simple to be able to ask for asylum. She felt that even though she had proof and she was able to make it all the way there with her child, things are starting to go south, as she kind of described it.
And can you give us a sense of why she was seeking asylum in the United States?
She was escaping at the conditions in her town. She lives about 7 hours from the capital of Guatemala in the border with Mexico. It's an area that is impoverished. They don't have a lot of resources, but also she had a family situation that was forcing her to get out. One of the things that she said is that she had some threats against her life, and she wanted to make sure that her and her kid was safe from that.
So ultimately, Lourdes is in Guatemala, and her son, Leo, is in New York. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And what recourse does she have to be reunited with him at this point?
This is the part that was very confusing for Lourdes and even for us to understand. She was deported, and when she arrived to Guatemala, she had no legal representation. Actually, she never had legal representation while she was detained, and she signed the papers. When she arrived, She didn't really know what to do. She said she went to the office of the foreign ministry asking for help. And she said she didn't really get a lot from them. She knew what her child was, and she said that was a blessing in the middle of everything because most of the other mothers she spoke with, some of them didn't even know what the kids were. So she had continue asking and trying to get any answers. Now, after media got attention and she was able to speak to different outlets, she got legal representation and they have been in touch with the Cayuga Center. One of the things that she said that is very confusing, not only for her, but her child, is the fact that he's going to have to go to court. He already was interviewed by Catholic Charities, which is the first step.
And let's be clear, he's 6 years old.
Exactly.
So the six-year-old is going to have to go to court by himself. Is that correct?
That's correct. And that's something that she actually said he told her. He said, "Mommy, I don't understand what people are telling me. They keep telling me stuff I don't understand." And she said, he asked, "What's a judge?" They asked me if I have a lawyer. I just want to go back home. And that's the thing that he says, because what he said to her is, they keep asking me if I want to go back to Guatemala, and I keep telling them, I already tell them that I want to go back home. I don't know why I have to answer so many times. And that's what he actually keeps telling her every time they speak on the phone. They talk every 8 days, every time they do. She mentioned this as something that it really, really hurts her, is that he says, "Mommy, you have been taking too long with the papers." I believe she has told him that she's working on the papers to try to get him. And he keeps saying, "These papers are taking too long. When is the papers going to happen?" And she has been able to kind of get him to understand what the process is. And then the fact that now they have a lawyer helps a little bit, but she says that she still feels very alone in the process. And because she's so many miles away from New York and she doesn't have the possibility as other mothers that have been able to get off out of the detention centers and bond to be able to go and at least see their kids. She actually, now this week is going to be 2 months that she has not touched, hugged, or see her child in person.
Do we know how many or how widespread this practice is of people deciding to, quote unquote, self-deport so that they can see their children again? I would imagine Lourdes is not the only woman that's doing this.
Exactly. Actually, she said the flight that brought her to Guatemala had at least a dozen parents that were in the same situation. It was two women and several men. She actually pointed out that the woman that came with her, she was from one of the indigenous groups here in Guatemala and did not speak Spanish very well. And what we have seen also is the misinformation, especially for those that were deported or arrived before the whole crisis was exposed and media took attention. Some of the people that actually was affected by the zero tolerance policy and didn't sign papers and were able to get help from groups or community leaders. Today, they have more of a support group, but people like Lourdes and the people that were deported with her, they actually feel very left alone.
Is there any help that Lourdes can receive when she's in Guatemala? Is the Guatemalan government able to help reunite her with her son?
That's a question we have tried to ask the authorities here in Guatemala. I have requested interviews with the Office of the President as well as the Foreign Ministry. They have not been able to accommodate us. They have not answered any written questions that we asked about. Yesterday, the Foreign Minister of Guatemala said that they are now working with the United States, the opening of an office of information and communication to try to get data about migrants and reunite families. It's something that they decided yesterday during this particular meeting in Guatemala that they were going to open. But beyond that, what we have heard from community leaders, people that actually help migrants here in the capital, but as well in the borders, is basically that they don't have any sort of group or agency that protect them follow their cases, are in contact with them. And that is something that we definitely saw in Lourdes' case.
And you mentioned that she has an attorney. Who is her attorney?
Her attorney is Michael Avenatti.
Oh, we've never heard of him before. No.
Exactly. It was very surprising for us when I was told that he was representing her. She said she was contacted by an organization in New York who is helping families, and they had a contact with the Avenatti firm, which, as we have been following the story, he went to the border when the crisis started, and he has been representing families. According to Lourdes, 60 families are being represented by Michael Avenatti pro bono. She's not paying for it. But also, the large amount of cases also generates that not every case gets as much attention as maybe a lawyer having just a few cases, especially when it comes to this in particular. We're talking about little kids in these centers. So that's something that she deals with. She wants more attention. Of course, her priority is her child. So she's grateful that she has a lawyer, and she's grateful that the process has started. But just this week, she was telling us that even though the social worker told her that her child will come back soon home, the latest she heard is that he will not have his court appearance until September. And that is driving her crazy right now, because she was expecting him to be here within the next few weeks. And now she will have to wait until September for his court.
And I just want to make sure I'm clear that that Leo, who is 6 years old, will be in a courtroom in September, represented by an attorney. Mm-hmm.
That is what she said. She's trying to get that sooner than September, but the reality is that he's now facing his own process through the immigration system in the United States as a six-year-old. And if Leo did not have an attorney, we will see a six-year-old walking into the court representing himself without understanding what is happening, and probably just telling them and the judge what he has been telling everybody he has seen and who has interviewed him, which is, I want to go home.
Celia Mendoza is a correspondent for Voice of America, currently in Guatemala City, Guatemala. Celia, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.